Hey guys, this is Sadie and Lillian, and welcome back to this week's episode of Cinema Sisters. Today we're going to be talking about movies with the best soundtracks.
Also, everyone say happy birthday to Sadie because yesterday she turned 18. Happy birthday, Sadie.
Thanks, everyone. I just turned 18. Yeah.
Should we just get right into it?
Well, I'll just do a quick update. As an 18-year-old, I've been watching a bunch of Modern Family. So that's my,
Since yesterday?
Yeah, that's my, That's my adulthood TV show.
Okay. Anyway.
I hope everyone had a fun time watching the eclipse, too.
Oh, yes. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, let's just jump into our films with the best soundtracks, in our opinion.
I also included, like, best score. Like, film score.
What's a film
score?
That's
different, right? Like, that's, like, music made for the movie, right?
Oh, I see. I think either way.
Okay, but I did both. Anyway.
How about, okay, you want to take it away? You want to start it off?
No, you birthday girl.
Okay. Well, first off, I started with Disney movies because I felt like those were a little bit more self-explanatory. Because I started with the best princesses, which Princess and the Frog and The New Little Mermaid, I think are the, and Tangled. Those are like the best.
Tangled? Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll sketch, maybe sketch, take a time.
I have on here The Lion King.
Oh, I forgot about Lion King. I love Lion King.
And also Up. Oh my gosh, that's my favorite song ever. What's it called? Married Life. Mm-hmm. It's like I love that song.
Yeah, you whistle it a lot.
I can't whistle right now. There you go. Okay, anyway.
But then, like, Let It Shine. I know that's not...
Oh, I love Let It Shine.
Did you not have that on your list?
No.
That's a good one. The soundtrack goes crazy.
Yeah. Because those are, like, musicals, right?
Yeah.
So would that be a score or a soundtrack? I don't get that.
I don't get what a score is.
I think a soundtrack would be, like, music from, like, different artists collected for the movie, and then a score is like someone is
hired. I've
never
heard the word score in my life.
I learned this from when we watched the what's it called, Oscars.
Oh, but like when you're like, oh, let me play the Princess and the Frog soundtrack.
But like score would be like when someone is hired to make the music for a specific movie, right?
I don't know why you're saying right when I keep on saying it.
Okay,
know.
Anyway.
But, I don't know. Oh, I guess I do know what a score is.
What? Okay, so...
Anyway, I have actually a playlist called Best Soundtracks I listen to when I do my homework.
Oh, can I guess what's on it?
Yeah, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6-ish soundtracks on it.
I'm guessing Black Panther.
That was my number one. That's the best soundtrack ever. Well, it's tied with my other number one, and I feel like you might know it.
Spider-Man?
Yes.
Into the Spider-Verse?
Those are my two favorite soundtracks.
Yeah, ever. Those are good.
What else?
What else? I don't know.
I don't like the movie The Greatest Showman that much, but the soundtrack
How
or
score.
How do
you score, not like the movie?
I don't know. I think it's kind of... I don't like musicals, really.
But you like the music from
yes,
musicals?
Yes, yes.
I didn't like musicals until I watched The Color Purple.
Yeah.
Which I love every single song on there.
Yeah, that's a good one. I also have 2014 Annie. Oh my gosh, that soundtrack is so good. That's a good one too. Mm-hmm. And I love Sing. Sing, there's select songs from Sing 1 and Sing 2. Sing 1, it's I'm Still Standing. Yeah. And then Sing 2 is Singing up for you.
Yeah, so those
and
are
I know they're just covers.
Yeah.
But I like them. I like the covers.
Oh, I see. The main three I put on here, mm-hmm. not the main three, but one of my favorite is When Harry Met Sally and Sleepless in Seattle. And like just Meg Ryan, like those and You've Got Mail. I love all those music they have in those. It's mm-hmm. like Because it's, like, Louis Armstrong, like, Frank Sinatra, Etta James, and I feel like it just always hits.
I listen to You've Got Mail during the fall time a lot. That soundtrack.
Yeah.
Soundtrack during the fall always. I've never watched Sleepless in Seattle. What's on the When Harry Met Sally soundtrack?
I can't, like, picture that's it. That's a lot of Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald. It's, like... What's the one
Autumn in New York.
Oh, what's the one they play at the New Year's Eve party?
I don't remember.
I think it's Louis Armstrong. It's just really good. And also, so some like that are like, I think these would be scores. Mm-hmm. Like these film scores, like Call Me By Your Name. I love the music.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. We listened to Mystery of Love yesterday.
Oh, yeah, we did. Of oh, my gosh. And also, If Beale Street Could Talk, that has the best music.
I've never seen that.
You haven't? Mm-mm. You should.
What's on that?
You know that one song? You know this one song?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or,
A Gay.
Something like that.
Yeah. A Galdi.
But it's just like...
Yeah, that's a good song.
Makes you want to cry.
Yeah, I do actually listen to that song sometimes, so I've never seen the movie.
And also, I just love the music in the Harry Potter series.
Mm-hmm.
Just classic.
Yeah, that's valid. Also, I thought of two songs that I really like, but I can't like picture the rest of the soundtrack. One of my favorite songs is "Life Is a Highway," like the Cars one.
Oh yeah.
And then I was thinking of "Dancing in the Dark" from Home, and then I was thinking of that's it actually. But, like, I don't really know what else is good on their soundtrack, but both of those songs are on my playlist. Oh! I'm surprised you haven't mentioned Waves yet.
Oh, no, I wrote that down, actually, yeah.
Oh, really?
Waves, yeah, that's really good. Every song just...
Well, they had Frank Ocean. Tyler, the Creator, was on it. Mm-hmm. Wasn't there a SZA song on it?
I don't know.
Yeah. And who else?
Teyana Taylor.
Yeah, that was a good soundtrack, too. That's like what that's what made you make me watch it. The soundtrack had me hooked.
I like the soundtracks I play most. Like I put the Harry Potter on one sometimes if I'm like studying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't study a lot though these days.
Yeah, you don't.
Oh, I like Studio Ghibli. Like what? I play like the Studio Ghibli mix on Spotify
what
sometimes.
Is that?
No, like, you know those Studio Ghibli movies? That's, like, Ponyo and...
Oh. You listen to those?
Well, yeah, sometimes.
Oh, that's
it's
cool.
It's just, like, in the background, it's kind of fun.
Yeah. Oh, also, this is, like, the High School Musicals. I know that's just a classic, but, like, I wouldn't, like, put them on. Oh, Lemonade Mouth, too. That's a good one. I like Ratatouille. Those few popular songs. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh. What else? I feel like we're missing more, like, newer movies.
There's also some movies I've never even watched, but, like, I listen to, like, the La La Land soundtrack sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the Mia Hates Jazz, that song, and there's a couple others.
The Me and Sebastian theme?
Yes.
That's good. But, yeah, I've never seen La La Land.
Yeah, I need to watch it.
Well, every time I say I'm going to watch it, Mom's like, you're not going to like it.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, it's a musical, right?
Yeah, but...
You don't. No, I started it once, and then...
You didn't finish it?
No.
Oh. I feel like I'm missing out.
Yeah, me too.
Whether I like it or not.
But yeah.
I mean, I think that soundtracks really make the movie. Like, just, like, it's just so fun when you're watching a movie, and then your favorite song comes up. Ones you recognize.
Yeah, the music makes the movie, for sure. Well,
I think that's all I have to say.
Yes,
that all you have to say?
Yes. Well, thank you.